KV9, KVX, mobile.
Good morning. 91 OU.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right, you? 91 OU.
I'm doing real good this morning.
Oh, that's good. A little chilly out today, huh?
Yeah, my car shows it's 39 degrees. It's supposed to get to 48 today. That's it.
Oh. Okay, it might have changed then. Yeah, because I heard it's going to be like about what it is now and then go down to, what, 30, the low 30s through the day.
Wow, that wouldn't surprise me.
And a wintry mix.
Yeah, we had one last night, supposedly.
Yeah, I was looking at Doppler this morning when I woke up, and that rain and everything already went through and up into Michigan already.
Well, you know what? The west side of my house very seldom gets wet when it rains. It is wet, so that wind really blew that rain pretty hard.
Oh, definitely.
My sister's going to be getting her new car this week.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she's happy. She's getting another Corolla. I think it's 2022 model.
Alrighty.
It might be Tuesday, something like that.
Alrighty, that'll work.
Yep. And like I said, I'm taking my car down tomorrow to get the front brakes replaced, so if you could pick me up Tuesday when we go out to eat, that'd be great.
All right, so it's going to take him a few days to do it, huh?
Yeah, well, he's got other cars down there, too.
All righty.
I got to get the rotors tomorrow. I get paid. Well, I actually got paid, so I need to go get the rotors, and then I can take it down there. Like, I will go to credit union and get my new glasses and just do a few things like that, and then we're going to take it down there.
All righty.
So, yeah, I don't know where we're going on Tuesday, though.
Yeah, well, I thought you were talking about La Paz, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, I was. So, I have all three places. I like La Paz the best, though. But the other places are good, though. I just like La Paz the best.
Yeah, all right.
I think it's taco time. I think I got Salvador last time.
Okay.
Have you been busy lately?
Yeah, working that. And then around here I've been trying to. And just been kind of lazy too this weekend.
Yeah, I got home Friday. I was gone late there. They both were gone and Carl was with his dad. And I was going to wait till like 11 o'clock to leave and then go to the hobby shop. And after about a half hour, this is like 8 or 9 o'clock, I thought, this is crazy. I'm just going to leave. And so I left about 9:30, and I stopped at Jerry's Trains on the way home.
Hey, well, I threw my call out there on the 3-3 and then called you on the 3-3 and nothing. That's why I texted you, and I was going to talk to you on my way up into Michigan.
Yeah, like I said, I changed the time, and I didn't think to tell you about it.
All righty.
Yeah, I was going to leave at 11, and get there at 12 and then head on home. What if that? That's 3 hours. I'm leaving early.
All righty.
For 2 weeks.
All righty. Yeah, you going back this coming week?
My wife's there, and she claims she's not going up there because she's mad at Alyssa. So she's not going up there.
Well, hopefully your car's done before you got to go up there this week.
Well, it's her turn, not mine. I was up the last 2 weeks, so if anybody says anything, I was there for 2 weeks, so it's not my week. So if my wife doesn't go up there, it's not my fault.
All right, but it sounds like you might be making another trip up there this week.
Well, I can't live up there. I can go up there sometimes, but I can't live up there. Because I was there 2 weeks, and my wife said she's not going back up there, so I can't live up there.
I know, but it looks like you'll probably be down here for a little bit and then going up there for a little bit.
Well, she needs us Monday. We actually started doing this in March, and my wife looked like, they should be over it by now.
Yep, I know.
Put a lot of miles on my car, and it's even worse now going the extra 58 miles from Wyoming to Fenwick.
Yeah, but does your daughter know how much stress it's putting on you and your wife?
That's why my wife says that's it.
Exactly.
My wife anymore for the last year.
Right.
So she says, well, she's been there now, so she's got, everything should be fine.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, that's true. When done yet? It seems windy out. Not as bad as it was yesterday, but it doesn't seem like as windy as it was, though.
I don't
think it's real bad. I was talking to Cliff. And he said that there was a tree that was leaning on a wire, an electrical wire. And he says, I mean, I have electricity, so.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Yeah, but as far as I know, it didn't go out yet, though. But I just wonder what kind of damage happened around town here because of the high winds. They said gusts up to 45 to 50 mile an hour.
Yeah, but there's been devastation in the south with all the tornado activity, and I mean just a breakout of tornadoes over through the south. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think they said that there must have been 30 tornadoes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's more than that between yesterday and Friday and that.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, though, but we had a very, very light winter. I wonder what our total snowfall was, 30, 40 inches, something like that, if that much, I wonder.
Yeah, that I don't know.
But it's pretty low, I know that.
Yeah, more than likely.
I thought it was less than 40. I think we averaged like 70 or 80 a year. That's the average.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think basically winter's over with. It might get a few weeks here and there, but and who knows, maybe or so, but I think we're basically done with it.
Right, right. Yeah, you might might want to up your power now.
I just hit the booster and I've been on medium the whole time and I'm almost there.
Alright, but on high power you'll be a lot better.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like your phone's going off.
Yeah, my phone's ringing. It says unknown, so I'm not going to answer it.
Okie dokie.
Oh, yeah, recognize the number.
Right.
For some reason, I can't call my wife, and I look, she's not blocked. And so that's strange. I can call everybody and anybody else, but that's strange how that's working. But I checked, and she's not blocked. So I'll go up to T-Mobile and find out what's going on.
Or did she accidentally block you off of her phone?
She checked that, no.
All righty.
Same problem with my sister.
Okie dokie.
My high power now, I can see the steeple about 2 miles away, so I'm here by the Dollar General.
Alright, yep, you're definitely close.
Yep. Volkswagen here, a newer style one.
Alright.
Okay, so I'll let you go here. I'm almost there. I'm going to go in. I got Kansas City at 440 frequency on the way out. NYOU, KB9, KBX.
Alright, we'll try to. We'll talk to you then, KB9, KBX, and NYOU.
KB8CRM, N8NYQ, Echo Link.
Okay,
I can do the Echo Link off my cell phone, so no RF needed. Okay, you're really marginal right now, so let me, I'm going to jump out here and make a phone call real quick, and I'll get back with you in a few minutes when you get closer en route to the, towards Flint. And I don't like you. KB8CRM, NNYQ, any better now?
Sounds like you're connected now. Yeah, I heard two other attempts and it said that failed. At least that's what the announcement was.
Oh, that wasn't me. I was on the phone. I was talking to Pete. You've met Pete. He went down to the Toledo slot. He did not find a cobweb antenna to buy. He did not buy any hardline. Nobody had hardline there, no newer hardline. I'm sure there was old hardline there. And nobody had large HF antennas. So you looked at a bunch of stuff. You said it was a bunch of older Motorola stuff and GE stuff from the 70s and 80s, and there was some ham radio stuff there, but he walked in, walked around again, and walked out. He's home already. Figured out where he's going to live when he goes to Western? Is he going to do the dorm thing, or is he going to go just rent a house with people?
I'm assuming he's probably going to do a dorm this first year. Luckily, though, one of his high school friends is also going to Western, so I tell him, yeah, okay, you know, get with him, and you got yourself a roommate right there.
Well, yeah, as long as they get along, that's good, because then you got people that you already know, you know, staying in your room. The first roommate, a lot of people, they're not used to sharing a room with somebody, and that caused a lot of friction. So, at least, you know, for the beginning, get him in there, let him have that experience, and then he could appreciate spending a little extra money and having his own room at a, you know, at a frat house or a rental house where he just rents an area, and then they have common areas. But I'm sure he'll run into the same thing as everything else. He'll probably want to come home to do his laundry on the weekends, because, you know, when you have 10 guys in a house, the laundry machine, usually people leave their crap in it, and, you know, you can't use it, and whatever. Plus, it's easier to have mom do it.
Well, he already does his own, but, maybe to save money, but, yeah, it's still a long commute, about a 3-hour drive, to come home. But, I'm sure that he'll get used to doing the laundry mat, and, his own clothes that way. I went up there with them back in November. We had an open house there and got a chance to check out the campus, including the dorms, actually. So that was kind of cool. And I told them, it's common to have your own little fridge and maybe a microwave oven, you know, because they have to go to a separate building for food, because usually the dorms have their own cafeteria, but in this case it's a separate building. It's more like a food court. So it's like, you have it a mall. So that's a little different. But, he'll have to get used to it out there and see how it goes. But, I guess the buddy he's got to probably room with. He's been friends with him for quite a while. But, friends and then being roommates, I suppose, is a different experience. So, you'll have to get used to sharing the room and getting along with somebody, I guess, instead of being private by yourself kind of thing. All right, well, I just pulled into the farm here, and we'll see what's all going on. Definitely colder up here, about 44 degrees according to the car. And when I left the house, it was 58, so, bit of a difference. So I'll let you go, and say 7-3 from KDH-CRM.
Okay, 7:30s. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself. We'll talk to you later. KB, it's CRM from NNYQ.
K9TWL radio check. K9TWL radio check.
And 9YOU.
K9TWL listening.
K9TWL and 9YOU.
9YOU.
How you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good. Good to hear you over here on 220. Just set up a new radio for the 1.25 band.
Alrighty. Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it's just a cheap TYT 9000 dedicated 1.25.
Yep, I've got one of those too. Yeah, they're decent radios.
That's pretty good. I'm pretty happy with it so far. I thought about giving you a link over, but this is half the cost, and there's not a whole lot of 220 around here.
Yeah, because the only 220 is South Bend, Elkhart, and Valpo.
I have to look at the Valpo station. I'm not sure if I can reach there. I might be able to. My antenna is about, 20 feet up.
All righty. Yeah, there's times, too, that it is, I can't even think. He has it hooked up to the All-Star. So there's times where you'll hear him in here, too, the Valpo machine.
Okay, yeah, I've been on some nets on this all the way down to Texas before, to the connection.
Yeah, there's some pretty good nets on here, on All-Star.
Definitely. Been on a few of them. I didn't realize at first that they had the nets, but once I found that out, this became a lot more interesting to me.
Alrighty. Yeah, there's definitely all sorts of nets on there.
I heard there's a station down in Rusheville by Kokomo, which is, I'm originally from Kokomo, but I'm not sure if it's still active or not. It kind of surprised me.
Yeah, it is. I go down there, try to go down there once a month, so yeah, it's... Yeah, the 220 down there. Steve's machine. Yeah, it's still up and going. As far as I know, last time I checked.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I spent my childhood in Rusheville, but born in Kokomo. My family's still down there, so next time I'll down there out to check it out.
Alrighty. Yeah, I try once a month to go down to Kokomo to. See family. What we do is we just go pick a restaurant down in Kokomo and then eat there and shoot the bull for a while because I got mine. They live in Franklin. One lives in Franklin and the rest basically in Noblesville.
Okay. Yeah, my family usually gets together about once a quarter or so. My sister likes to host things at her house.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's nice to get back down there every once in a while, see how things change and whatnot. So unfortunately, Kokomo's kind of not changed for the better, but hopefully one of these days it'll turn back around.
Yeah, that sure would be nice.
All right, well, good talking to you. Thanks for the radio check. I need to get going here and get some things done.
All righty. Well, you have a good day, and we'll talk at you later. All righty.
73 K9 TWL.
All righty, 7-3-9-Y-O-U.